Hey everyone, this is Justin here for the introductory episode zero for the official podcast, and I'm here with my best bud of 14 years, a Mr. Robert Hamer, a.k.a. Bub.
That's me. This is it. This is the pilot run for our show.
This is. We've been talking about, you know, doing a podcast together for a couple months now. We've been wanting to do some sort of a joint project for years. You know, we've been best buddies for about 14 years now, and we've always wanted to work on something together, and we thought that a podcast would be a nice fun project. So
yeah, because we tried doing a poster board together back in sixth grade, and that didn't go over so well.
Yeah, we were in an algebra class, and we had to do something with, I don't know, multiplication and division and X and Y or something. And for some reason, we decided to draw Kirby on this big poster board. And when it came down to his feet, we had this infamous argument over the shape of Kirby's feet.
Yeah, I think I wanted to look kind of like boots, and you wanted to look like how his feet really look.
Yeah, like, you know, soft little oval feet.
Yep.
So that was great. You know, it didn't go over too well. I don't know what we got as a grade. But ever since then, we haven't really done anything together like this.
Not at all.
And so, you know, wanted to do something. Basically.
Yeah. I guess we should go ahead and tell people the name of the show here so that they know what the hell they're listening to.
It's true. You are listening to the official podcast.
And you may be asking yourself, the official podcast of what? It's the official podcast of nothing. I mean, it is the official podcast. That is it. That's all you need to know. It's the official podcast.
And it is the podcast about nothing.
Pretty much, yeah. The podcast about nothing. But it is the official podcast. And that's all you need to know. That's all it is.
That's all you need to know. So every time we make an episode, we're gonna see how smoothly this goes. We're gonna try to aim for one maybe every other week, and we're just gonna talk about regular kind of stuff that a couple of dudes would talk about, video games, maybe some food, a little bit of gym stuff, ladies.
Yeah, stories about the women, because God knows we got plenty of those.
Yeah, women are good. Cars. Bub's a big car guy.
Yep.
Probably a heavier focus on gaming, maybe a little bit more than everything else. But
Movies. You forgot movies.
Oh, yeah. But I literally watch like one movie a year.
Yeah, but see, that's where we can kind of counterweight things a little bit. Like, because you obviously play a lot more video games than I do, and I probably see a lot more movies than you do. So we can kind of counterbalance each other there.
That's true. I still need to see the second half to Iron Man 1.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, have you finished that movie yet?
I have not, and I've been thinking about it ever since, because, I have been playing Marvel Pinball for the past couple days, and there's an Iron Man table on there, and every time that I play that table, I just take a sigh and say, like, man, I don't know what happens in the rest of that movie, and I need to find out.
Yeah.
It was entertaining. I enjoyed it. And the closest thing to a movie that I've seen since then was tonight. I sat down and watched the 25-minute episode special of Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh, God.
And it's as great as ever, I sat down saying, all I want is to hear Charlie Brown say good grief just once. And it happened sort of towards the end. And I put a smile on my face. I enjoyed it. I literally raised both of my arms in the air as I cheered. It's just those simple things. But, yeah, the Charlie Brown Christmas is the closest thing to a movie that I have seen since the first half of Iron Man that I watched on Halloween.
Good God.
Yeah, not much of a movie guy.
Yeah. So, basically, you as a listener, you can probably expect to hear almost anything and everything from us. The only two things we probably won't really be touching on a serious note, would be politics and religion, just because they're such controversial issues, and Justin and I kind of vary sometimes on our thoughts of that kind of stuff.
And it's also boring.
Very true. We might throw an occasional joke in, but that's probably about it.
Yeah, got to keep it to the good stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, other than that, that's pretty much what we're going to be doing. You know, give you a little bit of something to listen to throughout the workday or when you're driving or just sitting at home alone with your aquarium or your cat or whatever else is there on that quiet night.
Or while you're just beating the meat.
Yeah, yeah. Feel free to just turn on the latest episode while you're, you know, hammering one out real quick.
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, that's...
So, yeah, probably go ahead and expect to see that we'll probably... I mean, we haven't really discussed it seriously yet, but we'll probably end up hosting these, like, probably through YouTube, as well as probably, like, a direct download, so you can put it on your iPod or MP3 player. But then also, if you're sitting on a work computer, you can also stream it through YouTube and... then make it a little easier for everyone.
For smartphones, man.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I still don't get. And I feel like I'm the one person out there who just doesn't get smartphones.
You don't get them, like, you don't get the idea of a smartphone, or you don't get how they work?
No. I totally understand the whole point of it. I think it's a great device. There's a reason why people go out there, you know, spend the $30 or $40 media, you know, package every month to have one. It's a great thing to have. I personally, I don't know. I think when it comes to a phone, I want to keep my phone separate from, you know, my video games. Like, I'd rather go out with a basic cell phone in one hand and, you know, my PSP or something in my second hand. I mean, it's just me. I know it's more convenient to keep all that stuff on one device, but I guess, you know, there's a reason why I'm still carrying the NV2 flip phone.
Well, see, here's the thing is that I have my smartphone. I have the Motorola Droid. I don't do any gaming on it. I pretty much just use it for email and Facebook and Twitter and the basic stuff like that. It's just nice to have it on the go.
Yeah, I guess I can see that. I mean, seeing how I work on a computer and I'm on a computer for about at least 40 hours a week, you know, just the idea of being on Facebook or Twitter or something, you know, when I'm not at work is not too appealing. You know, I'd rather just kind of be home and doing other electronical nerdy stuff. Like
hammering
playing
one out.
Yeah, exactly. Why be on Facebook when I'm on the go through a smartphone when I could just hammer one out on the go?
I don't know. You know, it's kind of one of those things like, okay, I've gone this whole time up until yesterday not having a Twitter. I've never had a Twitter because I've never seen the point in having one when you can do the exact same thing through Facebook. Now that I have one, I actually really like it, and I think it's really cool. So,
as I told you, you would. You're a man with many small little words that like to be said, and that's totally what Twitter is, man. You're a tweet.
I guess so. I guess I'm a tweet.
God, that sounds really terrible.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Twitter.
Yeah. So I don't know. It might be one of those things that you might get a smartphone, and. And you might just realize that, you know, oh, wow, I've been missing this whole time. So, yeah, I don't know. One cool little interesting fact about this podcast is that we are actually recording this from separate geographical locations. I'm at my house up in Lake Elsinore, actually in Paris. I don't know why I said Lake Elsinore. Up in Paris. And just,
you'll always be from Lake Elsinore.
Yeah, I mean, I it's where I grew up for half my life and where I work, so. But anyways, and then Justin's down in Oceanside, so it's kind of cool that we're doing this from separate locations because it kind of brings us more together as friends, I guess, as gay as that might sound.
Yeah, not there's anything wrong with that.
Oh, yeah, no, not there's anything wrong with that. It's perfectly fine.
Yeah, so I'm in sunny Oceanside. Not too sunny lately though, but yeah, about a good 45, 50 minutes away from him.
Yeah, which isn't too bad, but shoot, with the gas prices, you know.
And full-time jobs.
And women and cars and all kinds of great stuff. It's just, sometimes it gets makes it hard for us to see each other.
Yeah.
But it happens.
And now that I'm playing DCUO, oh man, I never thought in my life I would ever say this, but I woke up this morning to participate in a raid.
Wow. That is something I never would have thought I'd heard out of your mouth.
I know. I never thought I would ever say, oh man, sorry, I can't do this, I have to do a raid. I mean, you know, my mother was hoping that I'd mow the lawn today, and I had to tell her, I'm sorry, it's going to have to wait until next Wednesday, my next day off, because I've got to do a raid. Me and my league buddies, we're going to be doing a raid. So, yeah, it was weird. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it, but it felt weird to be, you know, one of those guys who does raids.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're going to be calling up saying, hey, man, I have Wednesday and Thursday off. Those are my 2 days off. Hey, man, I have those days off, you know, next week. How about I come down and we'll have a trip? It's like, oh, sorry, dude. I've got a raid.
Jesus Christ. That would be the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So let's see. What else? What other kind of cool, interesting facts we got about the show here?
Probably none, because we haven't really done anything with it yet.
Probably not. We're just sitting here talking to each other. Kind of funny.
Yeah.
What were they going to say? Oh, one thing you will find is that Justin and I have a lot of stupid, funny voices that we that we have acquired over the years. I guess we could go through a couple of examples. One would be Maximilian Pegasus from the old Yu-Gi-Oh! Show, which he kind of talked like this. Put a lot of emphasis on nothing with a very high-pitched kind of voice.
And you know, that same guy did the voice for James?
On Pokemon, yes. James.
What a small world. When I discovered that, I literally had to instantly go to the one place where all information can be found in video form, and that is YouTube.
Yes.
And lo and behold, it is true. They are the same man.
It's the same thing! Oh, man. That's just one, for example.
I'm sure other ones will make their way into the show at some point in the future.
It probably will. There's one right there.
Yeah. So, anyways, yeah. So we'll probably be doing the show every other week, going for, you know, maybe 30 to 60 minutes. Who really knows how long they'll be.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'd say that probably just about wraps up the episode zero sort of introductory semi-pilot.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. The other half of the pilot will be episode one, the real pilot.
I suppose so.
This is like the pilot in training, I guess.
The half of the pilot, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, good stuff. Well, yeah, we'll have some links for you. Hopefully next show we'll have some links, hopefully to our YouTube page and hopefully like a download page, maybe even a Facebook fan page if we want to get fancy. But we'll let you know next show. Yeah. So, I guess, Gwen, thanks for listening, and we hope that you enjoyed it, and we hope that you check back for more, and recommend us to your friends, and get the word out there. This is the official podcast.
All right, man.
All right, well, this is Bub signing out.
All right, take it easy, everybody.
All right, bye, guys.